For doctors, listening to patients is often a key piece of figuring out what's going on. But what if listening to people's voices could tell doctors things that patients themselves don't even know, like whether someone has a brain injury or maybe having a stroke? Rebecca Robbins is a reporter with STAT, the health and medicine publication, and as our weekly partnership continues with STAT, she joins us. Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, what do doctors think they may be able to diagnose by listening to how people talk exactly? What conditions?
So on one hand, you have mental conditions like depression, bipolar disorder, concussions. And there's also interest in using this technology to diagnose cardiovascular and respiratory conditions, for instance, heart disease.
And how does the technology work?
The idea is to be able to use deep learning computer algorithms to be able to look at huge amounts of data and from there detect correlations and, in fact, causation between changes in how people talk and their speech patterns and to be able to link that to certain diseases.
But wouldn't you have to know a lot about the way that someone speaks normally when they're healthy to figure out what they're like when they're not or when they have some problem that needs to be diagnosed?
That's right. That's why huge amounts of data are so key to the ambitions of the scientists and entrepreneurs working in this space. You certainly have to have reams of data to be able to provide meaningful and accurate diagnoses.
And yet it's still worth it for the companies that want to do this to get all of this data to do this diagnosis? Is there not an easier way to figure out if someone is suffering from one of these conditions?
The idea behind the flurry of interest in this field is that these monitoring technologies would conceivably be in the background of everyday life. So you would have your consumer devices monitoring the way you speak every day and could pick up changes over time. So you don't have to go into the doctor's office. In theory, this would be something that's just in the background of your everyday life.
But I imagine there's also a lot of skepticism, especially if what you're basically saying is somebody would be recording you all day long.
That's right. So you certainly alluded there to the privacy concern, and that's certainly something that has raised questions. But a lot of the advocates of this technology make the case that because they're not interested in the words you're saying, rather they're interested in how you talk, whether you're slurring your words, elongating certain sounds, speaking more nasally, even changing your pitch for periods as short as 10 milliseconds, that shields consumers from some of the privacy risks often associated with recording. On the other hand, there are a lot of pragmatic and practical obstacles to getting this to work. For one, accuracy is a real question. It's hard to pinpoint exactly what the source of changes in speech patterns is. It's also really hard to get high enough quality recordings to actually be useful. And as I alluded to earlier, you certainly need a huge amount of data to make sure that what you're seeing is in fact signal rather than sound.
So how close is this to becoming a reality?
I think we're quite a ways away, but there's a growing amount of interest here, and a lot of players are pouring money and resources into development. So I think this is a field to watch as it matures.
That's Rebecca Robbins, a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Rebecca, thanks.
Thank you for having me on.